The Gravity, 17th of June 2009. First link today is the MacMiniColo.net. This is a link that I've had for quite some time to do with colocation for Mac Minis. Now, most people who have done some sort of hosting, dedicated hosting, will know that you have to have either a 1U or a 2U 19-inch rack. That's just the way that rack spacing is always done. What I like about this Mac Mini colocation company is because they allow you to use your own Mac Mini. So you can purchase a Mac Mini reasonably cheap, install the latest Mac OS X on it, Leopard, send it to them, they install it. It costs you from $35 upwards, and you've got this remote machine, remote Mac, and doing something like hot desking, global hot desking, which I was on about on Audioboo last night. All of a sudden, you have your own Mac online. You know, you have like, it's almost like having your own portable MacBook Pro and connectable to it, so you can VNC into it, you could browse from it, you could, you know, send all your files up to it via FTP and have them automatically being backed up elsewhere via Carbonite. In fact, you could probably set up a little mini hosting site and host people's files on your hard drives, put a little tray underneath and have two 500 gig hard drives, so you've got like 1 terabyte of space, and then offer, you know, dedicated unlimited hosting. Obviously, unlimited hosting wouldn't really work because you've only got the terabyte, but very cool. I like the fact that you can log into it from anywhere worldwide, which is awesome. And just a really clever idea. You know, why have all that rack space going to waste when you can have a little tiny Mac Mini reliable system that you can get connect to from anywhere? Next link is over on Amazon. It's actually a link to a product page for the Novation Nocturne Compact Intelligent Plug-in Desktop Controller. Now, I know that sounds really, really sort of high-tech and over-the-top, but really, it's just a mixer. But it's a mixer that you can use with Boinkex TV. Now, if you've ever used or looked at Boinkex TV, it allows you to do layers of different content. So you can have a live video camera, or you can have chat, or you can have Twitter, or various other modules that you can use while you're live broadcasting. And it's great, but you have to use either keystrokes or mouse commands, and it doesn't feel natively easy to use. Now, there is other ways to get around this. There is a new version of CamTwist, so you can set separate sets up for different cameras and different views and desktop and everything else. But I like the idea that for just over £100, you can get this little mixer, and you can assign on the mixer different channels. So you can literally, like a DJ or VJ, even video jockey, you can just fade from one channel to the next. Really cool product. And there's already a map for it, so you can set it up with the software relatively easy. Next link is the Indie Focus Pro, which is this really cool slider. And they also do a dolly kind of system for small content producers. I would say it's probably small content producers, but I guess it's the new wave of people who are using HD cameras with bolt-on bits to get that sort of film look. But the Indie Focus Pro, beautiful piece of machinery. You can put your camera on the top of it, and you can get all those really nice filmy slide shots that you see. That's over on indiefocus.com. Next link is based on a forums that's been set up by Pirate Bay. Now, over the last couple of weeks, I've noticed that people have been changing their avatar. The support for RAN has been insane, and the amount of people that are making sure that the information gets through, and all power to them. Pirate Bay realized that they needed a worldwide place where the forums wouldn't be able to be tacked down, or they can say what they want. So this is a anonymous RAN. So it's ran.whyweprotest.net, and it's powered by vBulletin, and it's basically keeping your keeping anonymous in RAN, news and current events, protest advice, videos, pictures. So you've got a place where you can actually store them on if you're trying to get news in or out in the current climate. Next and final link is Open Video Conference, and I miss this, and I didn't really notice it till the last minute when at Trine, T-R-I-N-E, on Twitter mentioned it. I really wish I could have gone, because I think it would have been an exciting event to find out about what developers are doing to make video open, because at the moment, you know, there's a lot of like QuickTime H.264 by Apple is closed. Flash by Adobe is closed, and at any point, any of these operators can, or any of these codec writers can say, we're going to start licensing, as they did with MPEG-2, I think. But they've got loads of videos up. They captured over 50 hours of sessions. They did 12 hours of in-house interviews. That's a hell of a lot of video. And then there's also a part that says untold hours of crowdsourced footage from attendees using flip cameras. Check it out. It's over on openvideoconference.org. I hope they do another one. I'd love to go to one. And if they listen to this, hook me up. I would love to come over, and I would love to film and interview people at and find out the general consensus about where video, open video, is going to. I guess it sort of ties in with HTML5 as well, really. Some exciting new developments technology-wise, and the way to distribute it on the horizon. Right, guys, I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.